Yeah! The major announcement indeed, Slee. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. You feeling good this morning?
I'm feeling good. So what's your game plan? Like, how are you, when are you going to kind of give some information out? You know, when you say major announcement,
yes.
I have a feeling you're going to sit back and say, we'll just do it, you know, whenever we feel like it. Like, I don't know what your game plan is.
Well, I have a plan. I always have a plan.
I'm sitting in the passenger seat. I have no idea what exit you're taking.
Just your seatbelt on. You're going to be fine. I'm not going to hit anything, I don't think. You know, you never really know for sure. But, no, this is exciting. We found out yesterday that starting on September 7th, 1 week from today,
that's right,
you and I are going to get a third hour on this program. We're going to get a third. So you're going to get 3 hours of Travis and Slee. We're going to start an hour later. Mm-hmm. We're going to start at 10 a.m. or 9:55. We're going to start at 9:55 in the morning, and we're going to go all the way up to 1 o'clock for Mason in Ireland. So we are doing more Travis and Slee. Look, it's 50% more Travis and Slee. It's a big deal. It is a very big deal, and basically we're taking over. That's kind of what's happening.
They told me I'm going to do one less hour, and they said to you, you're going to do one additional hour. Trav, it's we'll get 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday, like you said, 9:55, leading up to the Mason and Ireland show. So it's going to give us an opportunity, especially the timing. Just think about the time. How great is this right now? Is this not arguably the best time in sports? The next 30 days, everything is going to start colliding. By the time we're a month away from Lakers preseason starting. Obviously, mm-hmm. we know what's going to happen in the NFL with the Rams and the Chargers and that conversation, Raiders, everything else on a local basis. And Dodgers will be walking away starting today, 30 games away from the postseason starting. So we're excited about it. We get more local, obviously, from a local perspective. And for you and I, another hour on top of what we're doing.
And like Chris said, we're going to cover the lunch hour. So that's exciting for me because I will have suggestions. I will have things that I want to get into. Perhaps for you, criticisms of what it is that you're deciding to eat for lunch. There's a whole bunch of opportunities in here for me. In fact, our mutual buddy Kirk Morrison sent me a text last night of these beautiful chicken wings that he had made. I gave a recipe on the Rams pregame show.
Okay.
Kirk put the recipe into effect and gave me credit for my my brilliant culinary skills and said how good they were.
Did it look good?
It looked perfect.
Kirk did his job.
Kirk obviously has some skills.
Yeah. Yeah, I listen, the fact that it does leak into the lunch hour, I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's a good thing. Like, I can't understand if for you, you know, I don't know, you get cranky if you haven't eaten yet. I mean, it's not like you're going to be able to take down whatever you're taking down at 11 a.m. or at noon.
I'm cranky under the best of circumstances, so that really doesn't matter all that much. So that's happening. It's happening 1 week from today,
yes,
September 7th. We are starting at 9:55 in the morning, an hour later than we typically do, but we're going an hour longer as well. We're going to take you right up to the Mason and Ireland show at 1 o'clock, so very, very excited about that. Other breaking news, and we'll spend a little time on this, that Cam Newton is out in New England, and maybe not a huge surprise. He has not played well a couple of years ago. I think that the people that like Cam Newton's game consist of a list of two. It's Cam Newton and Keyshawn Johnson. Those are the only two people that are fans of Cam at this point. But, boy, oh, boy, the first thing that popped into my mind, Slee, was how much juice does Bill Belichick have to do something like that?
As much juice as you can have in any professional sport. So can you – about a week and a half away from the season start, 8 days away from the season starting, can you just drop a bomb like that and say, okay, you know what, we're going to go in a different direction, we're going to throw in a quarterback that has not taken an NFL snap? Yes, you can, because you're Bill Belichick. And I know you promoted this about 10 minutes ago or so, and we'll do it. We'll go through some of the different coaches and managers and leaders here in LA that have that type of juice. Nobody's going to have it like Belichick, but the closest thing to that.
Yeah, here in town, we got a bunch of guys that have been around a while, that have won championships, that have come close to winning championships. So who is the, I guess, the juiciest of the local L.A. coaches? We'll get into that in a little bit. Travis Slee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. And if you want to be a part of the Travis and Slee Nation, you can do it on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed and the Dr. Pepper call-in number 877-710-ESPN. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back. And so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. How long has it been since we've gotten to say this? The Dodgers are closer to first place today than they were yesterday. It seems like the better part of months where Dodgers win, Giants win. Dodgers lose, Giants lose. It's just been this peeling of days off the calendar without actually making up any ground. They made up some ground last night. The Brewers did us a favor. Brewers beat the Giants in San Francisco, and the Dodgers looked pretty darn sharp against the Braves last night at Dodger Stadium.
The one thing that the Dodgers can't control, they obviously can't control what the Giants are doing, but they continue to put pressure on. It's not like, you know, if you look at the Atlanta Braves in that division, there's no real pressure on the Atlanta Braves. For the Dodgers, you have to deliver every single night, and they have, you know, for the most part. I know that you dropped the 2 or 3 against the Rockies. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. You had 2 different opportunities over the weekend to gain some ground on the Giants. Who would have thought you're gaining ground against the Braves and not against the Rockies, just using that as an example? But it's not a shock. It's not a huge surprise. I would say this. I would say that, you know, obviously Brewers beating the Giants in a game, Brewers are a good team. Dodgers beating the Braves, and even the way kind of that game panned out, it ended up, you put up 5 runs in the first 3 innings, and you ended up with 5 runs when it was all said and done. You win 5-3. But, Trav, you know, one player that we don't talk enough about, and this is Julio Urías has done nothing wrong. He's leading the majors right now in wins.
Yeah, right?
Just think about that for a second. Like, think about what pitchers represent the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he's leading the majors in wins right now. You still got Buehler, and you still got Scherzer for these final 2 games against the Braves. You'll get Urías again against the Giants. Dude's got 15 wins, and it's I don't know how to properly explain it. He hasn't done anything wrong to not get, you know, as much pub as he does. And he gets
pub. The other guys are just too good.
Yeah. So, the only reason why I mention that is because this is a good day to talk about Julio Urías, because it was him that put the Dodgers a game and a half closer, or a game closer, and now a game and a half behind the Giants. And you still got Buehler and Scherzer for the next 2.
Look. I'm gonna jump to this. This is why the wild card is so terrifying. Okay, we've gone over this a million times. One game, anything can happen. Right, right. Yeah. We get it.
Yep.
It's basically a glorified coin flip. Even if you're the Dodgers and you're loaded up with Scherzer and Buehler and Urías and all of these guys,
all you gotta do is lose one.
And in Major League Baseball, we see it all the time. The Rockies just beat the Dodgers 2 out of 3. The Rockies are bad. The Dodgers are good, and they beat them 2 out of 3 times. The evidence
is
right there in front of you. That being said, what will not happen, I don't believe, is the Dodgers are going to lose a series with those 3 dudes pitching. Right? One night, sure, Buehler could have a bad night. Scherzer could have a bad night. We've seen it. But those guys, those three pitchers in a 5-game series – in a 7-game series, they're not going to get beat 3 or 5 times or 4 times. It's not going to happen. That's why it's so important that the Dodgers mash the gas in September, that they fire every possible bullet that they can fire in this series coming up this weekend, that you do everything you can to win this division. Because if they get in to a best-of situation, whether it's divisional round, whether it's championship series round, whether it's World Series round, they're going to be incredibly difficult to beat with those 3 guys. And that's not even talking about Clayton Kershaw.
Kershaw. Right.
If Kershaw comes back, that gives you so many more options, because now you can put Urías in the pen. But it's so important that they stay out of that thing.
I think of the Giants here, and you know, we were doing this over the last month or so. It's like, here are the Giants playing unbelievable baseball. Everybody doubting the San Francisco Giants. And they're sitting here saying to themselves, after all this, we're only a game and a half in front of the Dodgers. Like, you cannot if you envisioned the absolute best that the Giants can do, right?
Yeah.
Nobody in baseball would have thought. We've been saying this for over, I feel
a
like
month,
we've been saying
a
it
month
for
or
about
more.
70 days or something along those lines. We keep saying that, okay, the Giants, at some point, they're going to come back to reality. They have not come back to reality. And then as the dust just settles and you have 30 games left in the season, you're just approaching the final month. It's a game and a half difference between the Dodgers and the Giants. If you're the Giants, you know, not only are you wanting to win the division for a number of different reasons, but the bigger reason is you want the Dodgers to be in that position that one game. That's the best chance the Giants
Your
have
best
to
chance
beat the
of
Dodgers.
Not, of beating them
is, the
is
Dodgers,
letting someone else beat them
Yes,
once.
In one game.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
You're right.
I know that's obviously not breaking news or anything, but it's just got to feel for the Giants that – after all this, they're only a game and a half out. That's got to be a gut punch.
I think this is why we're getting an extra hour. I think this – let me explain to you why we're going to be on for 3 hours instead of two starting next Tuesday, September 7th, starting at 9:55 in the morning going until 1. This is why. Because basically I'm a genius.
I was going to say that before you said it. And I think many listeners who are on the road right now are nodding their head like, yep, that's it. That's the one. That's
so
the one.
Let me explain to you my genius again. But pay attention.
Sure.
It's important.
Write this down. Funches, write this down. Get ready.
The reason we're getting an extra hour and I'm a genius is that pressure that you just described. That pressure that's on the Dodgers, that pressure that the Dodgers win and win and win and win and win, and we're not catching up to the Giants, and we're still three and a half back, 2 weeks goes by. Okay, now it's 2.5, but we just can't make up any ground. I said this about 2-3 weeks ago. The pressure that's on the Dodgers to catch them is exactly the same pressure that's on the Giants to pull away. While we're sitting here in L.A. looking at, wait, the Dodgers won 17 out of 20 and picked up one game. The Giants are looking at it saying we won 16 out of 20 and lost ground. We went 16-4 and lost ground. That is a terrifying proposition. I would even argue, Al, that it's probably the worst of the two positions to be in. Yeah, I get it. You'd rather have the lead, but it's much easier to chase something than it is to keep somebody away from you, right? And the Dodgers are chasing. The Dodgers have a better roster. The Dodgers have a better team. The Dodgers have more experience, all of these things along the way. And it happened again. The Giants are thinking, okay, we just lost 2 out of 3 in Atlanta. And they're, oh, my God, finally. Thankfully, the Dodgers had a bad weekend as well. But then they turn around, and the Dodgers beat the team that the Giants couldn't beat a couple of times, that the Dodgers have been relentless in their pursuit of them. And it hasn't been that they've both played average baseball or they both played below average baseball. They've both played about as well as you can, and they can't pull away. That is an unbelievable amount of pressure as a front-running team. And the Giants, maybe 3 out of the last 4, they've dropped along the way. We haven't seen that from them in a really long time. Maybe finally it's starting to crack.
But, you know, I think when you explain it that way, yes, the Giants have to, for everything the Dodgers accomplish, the Giants have to obviously respond and vice versa. But the pressure's still on the Dodgers. You know, Dodgers, that's, I hear what you're saying about the Giants have to respond to everything that they're doing. But here's the reality. The reality is Dodgers are expected to win the World Series, not the Giants. Coming into this season, the pressure's on the Los Angeles Dodgers, not the San Francisco Giants. And I say that because, let me give you a good example, and I know I make many Laker analogies on this. Phoenix and Utah might have had the best record, 1-2 in the Western Conference. Nobody still expected them to win. You know, nobody walked into the playoffs saying, well, that's the team you really got to fear. And I use that as an example because for the Dodgers, you're not expected to do anything other than win the division and then make a run for a World Series. For the San Francisco Giants, you're the surprise. You're the shocking predicament that has gone toe-to-toe with the best team in Major League Baseball. You know, you were just kind of, the way you laid it out, like the Urias, Walker Buehler, and Scherzer, and it's not in that order. I'm just using that order, just the predicament they're in today. But that predicament of, you got to face those three in a 5 or 7-game set. Come on. How are you going to grab 3 or 4 against the Dodgers in that predicament? And you haven't even counted Kershaw. I still think more pressure on the Dodgers to figure out how to get in front of the division because the only way they lose, you're in a 1-game wild card.
I'm going to put this in basketball terms too. They're playing a game of horse, okay? The Dodgers are Steph Curry. The Giants are somebody that's not Steph Curry. They're shooting well. But Steph was cold for a minute, and now he's hot. And the pressure is if you miss – you're going to lose. The pressure is on you because
you can't miss a shot.
Steph is now hot. Okay? Mm-hmm. When he gets hot, he's not going to miss. Okay? It's not that, oh, well, he's going to miss a few. No. He finally figured it out. The Dodgers have finally figured out most of these components, and it feels like they're just sitting there waiting, going, okay, your margin of error is virtually zero at this point. And that pressure, I think, is different than the pressure of knowing you're better, knowing that there's a little bit of time on your side, not a ton, but a little bit of time on your side, and that you're playing arguably your best baseball of the season. There's a ton more baseball to get into. Blake Treinen pitched the 9th inning last night. Just throwing that out there. Just another opportunity. Another one of my genius moves that's going to give us that third hour starting a week from today. All right, we'll get into the Dodgers coming up in about 15 minutes. More of the Blake Treinen conversation as well. But coming up next, The Lakers are old. They may be getting older, but we're overlooking the most important part of all of this. That's coming up next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I just want you to know, Al, that every morning I wake up and I scour the internet looking for stories of robots come sentient so I can send them to you. That you're worried about Boston Dynamics taking over the world.
What did we do? Didn't we do this one time where I think we were talking about being worried about, you know, people kind of tracking us, our phones and everything else. I'm like, hey, it's been going on for a long time, guys. Let's stop worrying about that. I'm still, by the way, I'm still kind of – I like the way you set up. You said, this is why – what did you say in that last segment? This is why I'm a genius? Was
yeah.
That the way
well,
you
it's, one, it? It's one of the reasons why.
Who Not says a... that? But who says that? Who
Me,
goes out of their
did.
Way to angle that way and say, you know what, Al? Let's take a quick second and let's appreciate greatness.
What do you mean, great. Who? Me. I just did it. I just did it 5 minutes
ago. You did do it.
And that's why we're starting at 9:55, starting a week from today, going all the way to 1 o'clock. Bonus hour for Travis and Slee moving forward. 877-710-ESPN. Al and I are on a little bit of opposite pages on who there's more pressure on, the Dodgers or the Giants, going into this final month of the season, 30 games to go. You can call us on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 877-710-ESPN. You can send your tweets at Travis Rogers, at Alan Slee as well. Already got a couple of calls on it. Let's start in Los Angeles with Chris. Chris, you are on with Travis and Slee, which now has a bonus hour because I'm a genius. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Fa. Do you remember the 2002 season?
Refresh my memory.
They did the exact same thing. Mariners would win, Angels would win, and vice versa. So this is eerily similar with the Dodgers. So I would hope that they didn't have to do it by the wild card, but the Angels won through the wild card, and how ironic would it be if the Dodgers and the Angels won a world championship through the wild card. So we'll see.
Yeah, Chris, I do remember that season, and I remember the Mariners and the Angels going down to the wire. And look, you can win a World Series out of the wild card. It's not that if you go into there, you're at a disadvantage of winning the World Series. It's that you're at a disadvantage of even getting into the tournament.
Yeah.
If you win the wild card, you have as good a chance as anybody else, really. Once you're in, you're good. But, Al, it's the randomness of one that's so scary about it that you'd want to skip it.
You know, you had such a good example just over the weekend. You're like 2 of 3. Rockies took 2 of 3 from the Dodgers, you know. This can happen in a one-game scenario. Obviously, that can happen. But I want to go back to something. And when we say that who's got more pressure, the Dodgers or the Giants, mm-hmm. I want to explain what I mean by this when I say that I get that the Giants have set these expectations now where they're still in front of the division. They got the best record in baseball. Look, you don't play 132 games and have the best record, and it's not a big enough sample size. Okay, a small sample
sure.
size is 1 month. It's not
sure.
5 months.
Gotcha.
So there's still 30 games left. But when I say that no matter what happens the rest of the way, I still feel like the Giants are playing with house money. And the reason why I say that is we didn't have expectations. If the Giants ended up winning a World Series, you and I would both be sitting here saying, like, what the hell just happened? How did the Giants? The Giants went from nobody expecting them to be even a two-horse race in the NL West to having the best record and eventually winning a World Series. The expectations are not there for the Giants. When I say that it's the Dodgers that's got the most pressure, that's the storyline this year. If the Dodgers didn't get out of the wild card because they faced the Padres and Hugh Darvish had one good outing and that was it, mm-hmm. that's the storyline the rest of the way. And I think for the Giants, if they ended up not winning the division and then got in the wild card and the same scenario plays out, the Padres beat them, that's not much of a story.
I don't know. If this were July, I'd feel like that. But the fact of the matter is that if this is a race – We're on the Bell lap right now. The Giants have led every step of the way. They had a big lead at the halfway point in the race. They've had a really comfortable lead at the three-quarter mark of the race. But now we're about, you know, nine-tenths of the way into the race. And the guy that's supposed to win the race is now breathing down your neck.
But the difference is the entire race, everybody's still expecting them to lose.
I don't know. I hear what you're saying, but the lead is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. And it's not that they're spinning the bit. That's the thing. That's the problem. If this were just the Giants all of a sudden
playing great. Still
not playing great. And you're like, look, this is finally the math evening itself out, right? That this was a team, I don't know what the number was. This is a team that was projected to win 83 games. They're going to win 96, but the math is backing up. They're starting to get these losses in along the way. It's not what this is. They're still on a pace to win 100 games. They're still on pace to win 100 games. It's just that the Dodgers are going to win a little bit more, it looks like. That and the pressure that comes along with that, knowing that, okay, we've been far better than we thought we'd be, but we're going to need to be even better than that. Dodgers just need to be themselves. That just do you is a lot easier than, hey, do you plus 25% more. That's a big ask. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So, Al, tell me, Rondo official today at some point, right? Is that the expectation?
Yeah, it looks like he'll be – that's what Woj was reporting. He's, you know, cleared and will eventually become, you know, obviously another addition to the Lakers offseason.
And there's, you know, talk out in the universe that maybe DeAndre Jordan might join the Lakers at some point, that he's he might be available. Do you rather have him or Marc Gasol? I know you talked about that on Lakers Talk last night, but it's another old dude. And the Lakers age is – look, Cam Newton had been on the street for 4 seconds before somebody said, oh, the Lakers should sign Cam Newton. Yuck, 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 yuck. Good one. Okay, fine. They're old. Did you know that they're this old, that they have 6 of the 13 oldest players in the league?
No. No, I did. And let me go through the list, because I think this is kind of fascinating. And something sticks out here that it's like you know it, you realize it, but I guess it just doesn't until you see it on paper. Okay, Udonis Haslem. Oldest player in the NBA. Andre Iguodala second. Okay, here's the first Laker, Carmelo Anthony. All right, not that big of a deal. Okay, how often are you really going to use Carmelo? Are you going to really depend on him this season? Not that much. He'll get kind of small stints. J.J. Redick, the fourth oldest player. Who's number five?
LeBron.
Did you know it was LeBron?
No. I mean, if you would have asked me, I may have been able to, but off the top of my head, I wouldn't have gotten it.
I definitely wouldn't have. Like, you know. So many teams, sometimes you look and you see a guy on the bench and you're like, that guy's still in the league? That guy's still there? Oh, my gosh. I remember that guy 5 years ago was in the playoffs, something along those lines. So I'll continue to go down the list. Then it's Marc Gasol, Paul Millsap, P.J. Tucker, your boy Taj Gibson, Trevor Ariza,
love
Dwight
Taj.
Howard, Rajon Rondo. Okay, so that's the 13 oldest players in the NBA. You know what all those players have in common?
They're all other in the Lakers?
other than Chris Paul – who's also, you know, somewhere in that mix or whatever the case is. And even Chris Paul, that's kind of a little bit different of a scenario.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trip to think about LeBron that still depending this much on a player, still I can make an argument. If you told me, right, if you were going to make a case, if I said, hey, Trav, you have to make a case that LeBron James is still an MVP player.
Sure.
You can make that case.
And I'd
you
be right.
Sit here. Exactly. You could sit here and have a short list that you can make that case. It's weird when you see it on paper.
Yeah,
that's where LeBron James is in the NBA.
Yeah, no, it's extraordinary is what it is, and I think it's another perfect example of – I don't want to say LeBron James doesn't get credit because that's not true. Everybody knows his resume and his greatness and his achievements and his skills and all of those things, that even if you're a LeBron hater and they're out there, you'd have to be a real – you'd have to be – dishonest, right? To leave him off the list of best player of all time, to leave him off the list of best player in the league right now. You'd have to be doing it on purpose to get a reaction. But he's not just that. This is a guy that going into this season, look, Russell Westbrook needs to play well, needs to fit in. We need to get some shots made from some other guys. Dwight's going to have to protect the paint, and Anthony Davis is going to have to step up and get healthy and all of the things that come along with being Anthony Davis. If LeBron isn't LeBron, the team's not going anywhere. If LeBron isn't one of the best players in the league, maybe the best player in the league, a MVP candidate, the Lakers are a playoff team. Let's do this exercise, Lee.
Yeah.
If you took him off of the Lakers, like, let's just say LeBron decided, you know what, I don't want to play
same
anymore.
Same team.
Same exact team without LeBron James. It's a playoff team. Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook get you to the playoffs. That's a playoff team, no question about it. Probably losing the first round, right? Second round at best.
At best. And listen, I'm saying that this isn't – that's the reality of the situation. You go play the Phoenix Suns in round two, that team that just came off and won to the Western Conference, you're not beating the Suns in round two. You're not with LeBron James, okay? So that just kind of puts it in perspective.
You need to have LeBron James at his absolute best as the fifth oldest player in the league if you're going to go where you're going to go. That's the pressure that comes along with being LeBron James. That's how good he
is.
But
that's the perspective to look at. The perspective to look at is, I went through a couple of these names, okay? The argument that I'm making about the Lakers, I continue to make, is don't worry that Carmelo is old. Don't worry about Trevor Ariza is old. Don't worry about Dwight Howard. Don't worry about Rondo. The reason why Gasol, don't worry. You know why I'm saying this? Is because you're only going to get 15 minutes a game from these guys. You're going to get some DNPs from Rondo in February because they're saying, you know what, let's just kind of keep him fresh for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You can't do that with LeBron.
No. Not only cannot do that, the opposite of that. I do need 30-plus minutes from LeBron.
Yep.
I do need him to score 25 points a game. I do need him
and
to
flirt
drop,
with a triple-double every game.
To drop 8 or 9 assists and to grab 8 or 9 rebounds. I need you to be an MVP as the fifth oldest guy in the league and play a ton of minutes and be the guy that carries the water more often than not. And this is something we don't talk about with LeBron. Is he on the short list of best ever? Yeah. Is he going to score the most points of anybody else in the league? Yeah. He's the fifth oldest player in the league, and he still has more responsibility than – and this is not a guy taking a victory lap, looking for a ring, hanging around. No disrespect to a player like Paul Pierce, but the last few years, Paul Pierce just kind of knocking around, just sure. Playing basketball, right? He wasn't an integral part of what those teams were doing. LeBron's the best player on a team that's favored to go win a championship. That's an extraordinary ask of a man who's the fifth oldest player in the league.
By the way, and you know, with all that being said, last season – you would say he's the fifth oldest player in the NBA. He was also on a short list last season before he got injured as an MVP candidate, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we went this. Embiid, Jokic, Damian Lillard, Steph, whatever you want to talk about. LeBron is still in that conversation. Not just in that conversation because we want to have him. No. He's in that conversation because that's how effective he still is. And I don't look at this as – I don't want people to – listen to this and say, oh, here they go again. Somebody else talking about the Lakers' age. That's not the point of our conversation right now. It's, can you believe LeBron's the fifth oldest player in the NBA and he's still doing what he's doing on a night-in, night-out basis with all the other names that we mentioned? And, oh, on top of that, Lakers got a chance to win another championship.
Extraordinary. He's an extraordinary player. You can just keep adding things on top of it. We'll take some phone calls on that coming up in a bit. That's your Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Coming up at 15, it is Bunch of Funch on a Tuesday. But if you're on hold, stay there. We got lots more to talk about with the Dodgers and where that pressure actually lies. And ninth inning questions still exist for the Dodgers. Last night, not great. And like all geniuses, I can admit when I'm wrong. It's coming up next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.
All right, quick shout out here. We appreciate Stat Hero. Do you know 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose? Is it really that surprising? The game is rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts who have more tools and more time. You don't stand a chance. Introducing Stat Hero. It's the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the players in control, and winning is within reach. And I know, Trav, you have personal experience in this.
Yeah, last night Christian Yelich really left me hanging. I was in a good spot. I did a 4-on-4 MLB contest last night where I had to go up against the lineup that they post above ahead of time. I knew who I was competing against. I did a double whammy. Yelich is good. Had a chance to beat the Giants. Got off to a good start. Had a double, and then he struck out late in the game. I got some minus points there. He dropped me below the number, so it is
just
awesome.
Listen,
I can't wait for football to start.
Lee. Just be a better GM. Okay, I'm trying.
Right,
be a better general manager.
I went down last night. I'm going to play again tonight. I'm going to play every night, and I can't wait for football season to get here. Stat Hero, this is for me. Fantasy sports is not my main lane, but this is awesome. It's easy. It's fun. The app is cool. I love it.
All right, so this is how we do it. Go to stathero.com/710ESPN. Sign up for free, and right now you can get 3x back on your first pay. They're giving you a 300% match. That's unheard of. Go to stathero.com/710ESPN. stathero.com/710ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
People are hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, Slee. You ready for some of these?
What do you got?
Mello writes, I don't think it's that Mello. This is
Carmelo. Look at Carmelo going out of his way listening in the morning.
Another hour of Travis and Slee. Lord have mercy. You are a genius. Thank you, Mello. Appreciate that. This is from Tony Guajardo.
By the way, the last thing we need is somebody agreeing with you that you're a genius. I don't know if that's good for the show.
It's pretty obvious. I don't think you have to. I mean, pretty – when it's right there in front of you.
When we do our prep call, this is the one thing I don't understand. Emily and Funches know what I'm talking about. A couple times I've interrupted and you said the genius is talking. The genius has spoken.
You've made a point about,
hey, we should take this angle. And then right when you're done, you say, the genius has spoken. And it just goes quiet.
I'm going to get that carved on a piece of wood and hang it in my office in here. I like that. Tony Guajardo writes, more Travis and Slee, awesome, which means more Rams talk and food, LOL. Thank you, Tony. That is good news. Chris Camello writes, why must we always play the, well, if you take LeBron off the Lakers, they won't win a title. Yeah, no kidding. The team's built around him and AD. If you take any star off their respective team, how far are they going to go? Okay, let's stop right there, Slee. If you took Anthony Davis off of the Lakers, are they still a championship caliber team?
No, of course not.
Of course not?
Of course not. Absolutely not. No, they're
Russell
not.
Westbrook and LeBron James. No chance.
No, AD is – that's a bad example because Anthony Davis is just so unique of a player. Does it on both sides of the floor. Listen, I see what he took the point that we are making wrong. Yes, if you take LeBron James out, the point that we're making is – he's 36 years old, and he's about to be 37, and he's in his 19th season in the NBA, and he's played three additional seasons of the playoffs. That's the point that we're making. Mm-hmm. The point is that, you know, when you see on paper that he's the fifth oldest player in the league, if you need any more appreciation for what he's doing, that adds another element that I don't – when I told you this when we first started this conversation. I didn't know that. I didn't know he's the fifth oldest. I knew he's obviously one of the older players in the NBA. I know we keep saying his 19th season to 18th, all that stuff. But when you put it on paper and you're putting that only Udonis Haslam and Andre Iguodala, think about how unuseful those players are. Carmelo Anthony, Carmelo's been a shell of himself for three, four years.
Yeah.
So when you put that in perspective, J.J. Redick's not even on a roster.
Right.
Paul Millsap's not on a roster. So that's the point that we're making, not – well, if you take LeBron out, what is this team? No, it's the fact that he is where he is in his career. Fifth oldest player in the league, still doing what he's doing.
Yeah, this isn't Luka if you take him off. This is a guy that's played 20 years. Travis and Slee, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. The pressure, more on the Giants, more on the Dodgers. Let's go to Compton this time. And Eric, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Travis. Good evening, Slee. I just got two quick questions for y'all. The first is, I feel like the Dodgers are like the Warriors last year in the playoffs. Like, oh, they got Steph, they can beat anybody. But in the play-in game, you know, they lost to Memphis. And I'm like, the Giants, I feel like if they get in the play-in game, it's like guns loaded, we ready to go. And the second thing is, my son's 3 years old. In a decade, I'll tell him I had a blast at the 2020 Laker Championship Parade. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. No, look, I don't
he
know
did
why.
Say, I just want to tell you, he said good morning to you. He said good evening to me.
I was going to say, are you still in the middle of
the only thing
jet
I could think of? No, the only thing I could think of is he's accustomed to just maybe be hearing me on the post game show. He's accustomed to hearing you on the morning show. Maybe he has just said, I don't care what time I hear the both of you. You are good evening to me. You are good morning to me.
I'll take it. I don't think it really matters who goes into that wild card game. It's all the same for everybody. And I don't think it matters whoever comes out of it. I think it's all the same. If the Dodgers go in and come out, they're still in a pretty good spot. Giants go in and come out, they're still in a pretty good spot. The question is, you just don't know if you're going to come out. And we've seen Blake Snell, you Darvish, or, you know, whoever the Reds might throw at you on any given night. It could happen. I mean, this Senzatella guy that pitched against the Dodgers on Sunday, I might have got his last name a little wrong. This is the guy that the Dodgers had clubbed into submission like 8 times in a row. He locked him up.
I think he actually said after the game it was the best game he's pitched in his major league career.
that's terrifying. That's the part that's super scary. Let's try another one. Los Angeles, Mike. Mike, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Great show. Hey, Travis. The thing I'm going to you first because it's a baseball knowledge. It's the Giants, of course. They've been ahead for 4 months, and they've been winning on the margins. They've won lucky games, and now their starting pitching is starting to falter. And if it comes down to starting pitching, I like our chances. Here's the problem.
Mike, let me just respond to that. So you're saying it's the Giants, of course, but you wouldn't be surprised or shocked if I had told you this. I get how long they've been in the lead, but the entire time they've been in the lead, the conversation is, well, when are they going to give the lead up? With the Dodgers, you don't have that conversation. Dodgers is, no, they're supposed to do this. The bigger story is that the Dodgers
are not giving it up. They're getting
run
down. They're not giving it up. The Dodgers are running them down. There's a difference between those two things.
Al, a month ago, and I heard some Giant station, and Brandon Belt came on and said, yeah, we know the Dodgers aren't going away. So they know the Dodgers are going to be right on them. But here's the problem, Travis. I'm worried whatever series we go into, because we're at a managerial disadvantage. With Dumbo Roberts, we're not sure he's going to make the right call in the eighth inning and bring in Kenley Jansen. And that guy couldn't manage the Torrance Little League team.
All right, Mike. So let's talk about
First
this.
Of all, don't underestimate the Torrance Little League team. Let's just get that out.
Ohio got him. Bummer. I like it when California makes a run in the Little League World Series. Always fun. I don't think they're at a disadvantage. I really don't. I think Dave Roberts does a fine job. You ready? See, this is what another layer of my genius, Al.
Okay.
I realize when maybe one of my theories, this is what makes me a great intellect, is that when I look at these things and I say, hey, you know what, there might be a problem in that theory. Let me rework it. We saw Blake Trinan in the ninth inning last night, and it didn't look great. It didn't. It. I know that there was a broken bat hit.
Nobody's really talking about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, two things. Number one, because I am a genius, I said this is how it was going to go. They're going to have Kenley Jansen have some nights off along the way, right? Hey, we're going to give him a night. Hey, Kenley, you're cool. You're still our guy, but we're going to let Blake do it tonight. That's as much to get a feel for what he's going to look like in the ninth inning, Blake Trinan, as it is to give Kenley a night off. It serves two things at the same time. It didn't look great.
He did pitch 2 days in a row.
He did.
So that one is a much easier out than the guy was well rested.
All right, I'm gonna get deep into this because you're right, but they set it up to be right. There's no reason Kenley Jansen pitches the eighth inning in a 5-0 game.
Unless you don't want
him to pitch the next day. Mm-hmm. That's why he pitched the day before. And anyway, that's neither here nor there. They set it up so they could give him a night off.
Sure.
Broken bat hit. Seeing eye hit, neither ball really barreled up, and so a little bit of bad luck there. Now, the little bit of good luck followed right thereafter where Blake Trinan was pitching from behind. Blake Trinan's pitching to guys 2-0, 2-1, 3-0, 3-1. I don't care what kind of – even if you're Max Scherzer or Walker Buehler, if you're pitching 2-0, 2-1, 3-1 to guys, they're going to get you. And the Braves didn't last night, but they were one swing of the bat away from tying the game or taking the lead. And this is the guy and this is why I keep coming back to Clayton Kershaw. Clayton Kershaw needs to get healthy. A, you'd rather have him than not have him. But B, it frees up Urias to pitch in the ninth inning, eighth inning of really close playoff games, because I don't love either one of those options down there right now. And let me be in the interest of full disclosure, Al.
Sure.
While you were gone, Kenley Jansen was awesome. Mm-hmm. He was really, really good. He pitched his butt off. He looked great. Still don't trust him really in those situations, but I still think that the Kershaw-Urias piece is the piece for that ninth inning in the playoffs.
Well, this is kind of the beauty of this next week. They're going to be close games. You're going to have close games against the Braves. You'll certainly have some close game against the Giants. See what Roberts does in those predicaments, those situations.
All right, coming up in 15 minutes, can anybody here in L.A. do what Bill Belichick did this morning? We'll get into that. But bunch of funch coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. 5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month and no contract. Get You can also get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Funch.
All right, guys. Have you heard of Bootsy Bellows?
No.
Never. Alan Sewell, have you heard of Bootsy Bellows?
I have not.
Okay, well, Bootsy Bellows is a very hot club that's in West Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and they'll be moving.
Absolutely.
They'll be having their own little lounge inside of SoFi Stadium.
Sure. Ooh.
Now, the 2,000-foot lounge will be near the end zone and will offer 24 seats, but really 80 can fit in the suite if they're dancing on a dance floor. I don't know how that's going to work, but I want to see it. But anyway, there will be a DJ booth and also, you know, customary bottle service.
Quick, in every other club. Question, Funch, is when you were doing your research against some information on this, will there be whistles?
Yeah.
Will there be strobe lights?
Of course, man. And also the sparkles or whatever, you know, with, with the ladies coming in.
Look, when it comes to club and ask me, I'm clearly the guy to go to.
Yep. So, you know, my question is, I'll start
with
Sliwa. Will
Travers be hammered during the post game because he went down there?
Well, I was going to say, when are we going to have the Travis and Sliwa watch party / dance party / Rams pre and post game at Bootsy Bellows Suite?
It's a good question. It's a great question. I'm glad you bring it up, Funches. As you know, individuals who have an ad running during a Rams game, it's a big deal what's going on out there at SoFi. It's not the fact that fans were just let in for the first time. It's not the fact that it's $5 billion. If that stadium and the Rams, they want to continue to thrive, they probably should not have a viewing party at their club with Travis and I as the headliners.
Well, it's going to be you because I'm working. You know, I'm unavailable during Rams games because
I have a Lakers game that day. I don't even know which day we're talking about.
Not every day you don't. It's not every
Sunday. I'm prepping.
There's Sundays. There's Mondays. There's opportunities. So, Funch, I think you and Slee should take the bull by the horns and start scheduling the Travis and Slee will watch.
So what do you do? Let me just kind of throw us out there. What happens when the camera's panning to a fade to the back of the end zone and they just see the club is going on? Like, I'm just trying to kind of understand here what the perception and the view is.
I don't think anyone's watching a game when they're in there.
Their perception is, how do I get in there? Who do I know? Who can I call? How do I get into something like that? This is L.A., right? This is not Milwaukee or somewhere where, you know, we just like the game. And we like the game. That's fine. But we need something else. And a club in the corner of the end zone, we're in on that.
All right, guys, it's back again. I wanted to do this last week with Morrison in, but since Lee was in, I guess I'll do it today. We got the cameo game again. Hey, yay.
Okay. Okay. All right, Funches.
All right,
let's do it.
Since it's college football, we're going to do a UCLA-USC edition of the cameo game. So I'm going to start with a former running back from the glory days of USC, the yin to Reggie Bush's yang, Lendell White. Let's start with Travis.
Lendell White's cameo fee is $50.
Sliwa.
I'm going to go $50.30.
Emily.
I'm going to go $49.
Oh, well, hold on. Before you give me the answer, if this is how this is going to go, yeah, and I have to hit it exactly
right. She's hurting her window here. You're only giving yourself a $1 cushion here.
This is Lendell White.
She's got
an icon around here.
She's got everything under 49.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It
doesn't matter if it goes over. Yeah.
Well, Sliwa pays. It pays to do what Sliwa did because it's $100. $100 for Mr. Lendell White.
Trav.
Funch, I'm not a cameo customer.
Yeah.
Do we know how often people request his services?
I mean, you can go up, look up his profile, and see how many times he's got work, actually.
I want to know how many times people paid $100 to do that. I'm curious.
This by far was the best round ever. To see Trav get just boxed
the
in.
The genius.
Like that. You know what I mean? Just get boxed in. Maybe Emily and I had a conversation before. You know, who knows? But I'm just saying, you got to be better.
All right. We got a couple more. We're going to go with former UCLA head coach, not surprised it didn't work out, Jim Mora. We'll start with Sliwa.
Right, Jim Mora. I got a feeling Trav is going to stake some revenge on this one. Let's go Mora gets $40.
All right, Emily?
That might be actually nice.
I was going to say 75, you know.
Oh, see, this
like
generous.
On, I don't
this
know.
Game sucks.
Travis.
No.
Okay, wait, you complained when you were first. Now you complain that you're last. When do you want to go?
No. You guys did the thing where I picked 50, you picked 51, she picked 49.
Price is right rules, man.
I didn't pick 51.
I went even closer than that. I did 30 cents over you.
I picked $9,000 there. How's that for a pick?
Well, Allen wins a point again. It's only $50 for Jim Moore.
Rigged. Fake game. Lame game.
This might be the best game I've ever played. Let's keep going, Punches.
All right, you know what?
The genius.
Let's go with a current player right now. UCLA
$85.
UCLA quarterback Dorian Thompson Robinson. Let's start with Emily. How about that?
I don't know, $20.
I'm going to go, it's just a number, it just came to the top of my head. I'm going to go with $85.
I've seen Dorian Thompson Robinson play for 4 years. He will give you $5,000 if you call him. That guy is really
not. Give us a number. Give us a real number here.
$5. Because there's no way anybody's paying more for it, unless it's SC fans trolling their UCLA buddies.
And Siwa, what did you say, Siwa?
85.
And Travis again?
Five.
Emily gets the point. It's $60.
Okay, $60.
Not bad, right? He's a current player right now.
You know what my takeaway from this is?
What's that?
We need to get on Cameo. Because if DTR is getting $60 a crack, there might be a market for us to get
right,
$5 or $6.
Let's go one more. We'll say this last one is worth 10 points.
One. Ten final
points.
One here.
This last one's worth 10 points. Mm-hmm. NFL Hall of Famer and former USC AD Lynn Swann. Travis.
Lynn Swann is
Hall of Famer. Former AD.
But he's also a certain age where Cameo customers may not be.
I believe he had an appearance in The Waterboy, Adam Sandler's Waterboy.
I think you're right. I think he was. I'll go nice round number. I'll say 50 for Lynn Swann.
Alan.
125.
Emily?
Did you just say 125, Alan?
Yep.
I was going to say that. I'm going to say 130 then.
And it looks like Emily wins the game. She gets 10 points. And
I feel like we all win when Travis loses. I feel like we all win.
Lynn Swann.
We're all geniuses.
Lynn Swann is $288 for his cameo.
Wow. Oh, 88, of course. That's because he was number 88. Sure. That's a lot of money for Lynn Swann.
All right, that's it. Good stuff, Hunches. Good stuff, Hunches.
No, not his best.
Yeah,
effort.
You're not a fan.
Not his best. Hunch, we'll have a
conversation. Well, that's because Travis, you lost.
Well, of course. Have you guys not figured out that I don't like to lose at things yet? I hate games unless I win.
Yeah, but you can't.
And then
you can't
awesome.
You can't be upset at a cameo game. You can't be that competitive guy. You know what people
say?
Oh, I can't lose in anything. It's like, okay, let's relax here.
Well,
you can.
I don't
lose
like
in
it.
Some
I don't
stuff
like
don't
it
matter.
When there's a conspiracy to beat me. I really don't like that part. Coming up in 15 minutes, is Julio Urias the key to winning another World Series? We need to give him the credit too. He's been absolutely fantastic. But up next. Could Sean McVay do what Bill Belichick just did with Cam Newton? That's coming up. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.